After fighting for his country, an American soldier is fighting to stay in this country. The U.S. Army is investigating a veteran of the Iraq campaign who allegedly enlisted with a fake green card. The soldier's case reminds us that almost 40,000 non-citizens serve in the military, including a few who are not even legal. Tom Bonsi has more from Seattle.
Private Juan Escalante was 4 years old when his parents illegally crossed into the U.S. from Mexico with him. The family settled in Seattle, where the young Escalante graduated from high school last year and then signed up for the Army.
Mainly, I wanted to join for college because I needed money for college, and like I was trying to see if I could get in with even though, you know, I wasn't legal.
Escalante enlisted by showing a fake green card that he'd bought earlier for $50. The fib caught up with the tank mechanic after the government began deportation proceedings against his parents for lacking proper papers. Juan Escalante got called onto the carpet while serving this past summer in Iraq.
All they did was ask me how I got in, like, how did I join and everything, but they really didn't threaten me with anything because I'm honorable to this country. I mean, I've done everything they asked me to do.
Now back at Fort Stewart, Georgia, Escalante says he wants to stay in the Army and serve out the remaining 3 years on his contract. The military seems in no hurry to get rid of a combat veteran, even though official policy says this 19-year-old shouldn't be in uniform. Plenty of people and groups are offering their opinions while Army brass ponder what to do. The immigrant family's lawyer, Glenn Pryor, says Private Escalante deserves to stay and get citizenship.
I don't think a dishonorable discharge would be good for this country in this particular case. Good for Juan or good for the country, really. But to me, it's the American way when someone, you know, the 15-year-olds or 16-year-olds are joining in World War I, in World War II. My uncles went there. They wanted in. And so what does an American do when he wants in? He gets in.
The director of a Washington think tank that favors immigration limits says the private should be discharged. Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies says to do anything else would set a terrible precedent.
If illegal immigrants who manage to sneak into the military are automatically given green cards, that creates an enormous incentive for people to buy fraudulent documents and try to enlist in the military.
Krikorian says it stands to reason that there'd be more illegal immigrants in uniform besides Private Escalante, given how many non-citizens serve. Krikorian says he's uncomfortable with any foreigners serving because of possible divided loyalties. The latest war in Iraq has brought added attention to so-called green card soldiers, legal residents serving in the military. In part, that's because they're dying for their adopted country. But long before the war, in a 4th of July speech in 2002, President Bush praised these soldiers.
These men and women love our country. They show it in their daily devotion to duty. Out of respect for their brave service in this time of war, I have signed an executive order allowing them an immediate opportunity to petition for citizenship in the United States of America.
Mr. Bush's order unintentionally offers a way out of the pickle Juan Escalante and the Pentagon find themselves in. The private plans to apply for U.S. citizenship. As long as he's not dishonorably discharged, the family lawyer believes he qualifies because the president's order does not distinguish between legal and illegal immigrants. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi.